What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Alex Duenas podcast with your host, the Alex fucking Duenas. Today, I need to listen, you and I right now, expansions and contractions, all right? I learned this terminology from my guy, Wes Watson, but I'm going to explain it to you guys in my way, my own experience, and so what I mean by contractions and expansions. And ultimately, it's just polarities, meaning, again, in life, you cannot have an up without a down, a left without a right, a hot without a cold, a yes without a no. And what I mean by that is, again, so yesterday you heard my podcast. If you go back to the podcast before this one, if you didn't hear it, you'll notice that it was the day was starting off great, phenomenal. And again, few podcasts before that one, I was having a rough week. And I would call that week a contraction week. Things were just not going the way I would want them to go. And yesterday, it was more of an expansion phase. I had probably the biggest day of sales in my company. I reunited with somebody, and ultimately, like that those two things were huge for me. And I'm like, man, like that's insane. You know, it's just, but the expansion was big. Because during the contraction phase, I didn't break that much character, you know? You see, the reason my expansion phase, things blew up yesterday. I had a great day, almost one of the highest days, gross income of my company, and just things went well with this person. And I'm like, man, what? It was just a big turnaround. And I looked, and I sit down, my man, because your contraction phase, Alex, you still woke up. You still got your workouts in. You did your burpees. Yeah, you had like a cookie or two, but you didn't go out and sleep with women. You didn't go out there and sit there and watch porn. You didn't sit there and just, you know, throw your whole diet away. You didn't go out there and just, you know, during my contraction phase, the worst thing I did was I smoked a cigar. I ate two cookies in a span of a week. I ate a little bit more cereal. And I did lust a little bit, like I talked to different girls, but I never initiated anything with them. And I'm just being raw and real honest with you guys, you know. Normally, you know, and I had the thoughts of like, let me just go grab a drink. Let me just go sleep with somebody. Let me just, you know, dull this pain that I'm feeling. Shit, I actually ended up going to Miami, you know. I ended up going to Miami, but I didn't go out there to party. I didn't go out there to just fuck around. I went out there to look at apartments. I went out there, invested money into going to see what's going on. Where can I move? I made moves and I just pushed the envelope. You know, I've worked a little bit harder in my opinion. Yeah, I feel like I didn't work as hard as I could have, but I still showed up to my TikTok lives, and I didn't have to show up to my TikTok lives the way I felt, but I'm like, it's not about me, it's about them. So I still showed up to TikTok lives. I still got messages on a daily basis. Man, like, you're inspiring me. I still put out YouTube videos. I still posted on my content. So even though during my contraction phase, things weren't going my way, essentially, that didn't stop me from doing what I was doing if it was an expansion phase. So I just manned up, man, and I still kept doing my thing. And honestly, the expansion phase I went through yesterday, you know, came from what I was planting during my contraction phase. You guys get that? During times of contraction. So Alex, can you explain to me a little bit of contraction? Okay, shit's not going your way at work. Shit, you have something happens in the gym. I got injured like 4 days ago. My hamstring swelled up. And that just added on top of everything that I was dealing with. I'm like, great, now my hamstring swelled up. And so when you catch yourself, but you have to distinguish and you have to be fucking real with yourself first and foremost. Are things not going your way because you keep fucking up? Let me explain. In my past, things would not go my way because I was sleeping with two or three different girls. Because I was talking to different girls and I knew I wasn't being honest with them. I was drinking, you know. I'd have like a drink or two. I only have one or two beers or whatever. And I'm not saying that because of that my life was not turned. No, but it's like it wasn't aligned with who I wanted to be in life. You know, drink to me, it's the person I want to be in life doesn't drink. He's just so fucking on point. That's what I admire. I admire someone who doesn't drink, who's sober minded and is sharp as a tack. And so when I'm not being that, I'm not in alignment with who I want to be, you know? And so in the past, I would, you know, have a couple of drinks, have some cigars, you know, lust, distract myself from the problems that I'm having and just chase that pleasure, you know, just for me. I'd randomly just have, like, I'd hook up with some girls, and it wasn't for nothing but pleasure. It wasn't like, I want to build a relationship with this person. I want to build a meaningful connection. It was just straight pleasure. Just like some people fucking drink and just for pleasure. And so what I'm trying to get at is, if you're going through a quote-unquote contraction phase, well, motherfucker, make sure it's not just you paying some karmic debt for chasing pleasure. Make sure it's not just, oh, no, you're paying a price because you lied to some people. You haven't been waking up on time. You've been skipping the gym. You've been eating like shit. You've been drinking. You've been smoking. You've been taking it too easy. All right, so you're also paying a price for that kind of behavior, okay? Me, straight up, I'm like, no, motherfucker, I know I've been on point. I know for a fact I've been waking up on time. I know for a fact I've been hitting my workouts. I know for a fact I haven't been drinking. I know for a fact I've been eating my meals. I know for a fact I'm putting in work with my business, talking to my clients. I know for a fact I'm showing up for my clients. So in the back of my head, I'm like, this is a contraction phase. It's not karmic debt. Sorry for all the fucking cars. They're not going to go this way. So I knew for a fact it wasn't me paying karmic debt because I hadn't done anything wrong, you know? And so for me, I was like, no, brother, this is just part of a contraction phase. This is what you need to grow. And contraction phases are not bad because they're actually times for us to grow, to see what we're really made of. And when we're pushing the envelope, that's just going to bust open. And you got to be prepared to take what comes out of it. And at the end of the day, during those times, if you can notice them, then you can really manage your behavior. You can manage your thoughts. Otherwise, you're just going to play the victim. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to walk around thinking, damn, why is this happening to me? This all because of them, because of that. Oh, the fuck. No. You decide and you're like, no. This is a part where I could show myself who I fucking am. And it's that self-talk. You got to practice that self-talk. And that's what I kept telling myself. I know you don't feel like doing this shit right now. I know. But you got to get through, bro. You got to get it through. This dictates who you really are. Who the fuck are you right now, bro? Who are you? Come on, prove it to yourself, bro. Do not go down that path. Do not start changing your patience. Come on, bro, stop fucking doing that. And now I'm just coaching myself. And I'm like, don't fucking lust. Don't start texting these girls. Don't start downloading all these apps. Like, no, bro, stay in it. I know it's painful. And you have to do that because the mind will turn against you. It'll literally be like, no, this is so fucking painful. This isn't fair, bro. Like, why is this happening? Why is God doing this to me? Listen, I go through it too. My God, like, I pray to you so much and you're doing this to me. And I'm like, oh, don't say that, bro. You're in the midst of it, all right? You're in the midst of it. What do you expect to gain in life? I mean, to go through when you're pushing. What do you expect? I'm like, oh, you got to expect the resistance. You got to expect the difficult things because that is where you're learning. That is where you're going. And I'm like, God, but this hurts so much. And it's like, no, motherfucker. Like, you want to keep pushing. You're going to get this. And I'm like, fine. And just like that, I talk to myself. And I'm like, almost like, I don't want to say I'm negotiating with myself, but I'm like, yo, I'm talking myself back into the fact that this is something good for me. And so you have to remind yourself that too. Like, yo, this is, I know it hurts, but this is good for me. This is not a bad thing. How else am I supposed to create somebody that people will respect? How else am I supposed to create someone that I respect? How am I supposed to create somebody that I can bring to the table that can help other people if I've never overcome problems? We all don't respect somebody who's had it easy in their life, right? So understand that self-talk needs to be fucking amplified whenever you're going through those tough times. If not, your expansion phase will not be as big as you would like it to be because you sidelined all the problems and distress that you were going through. Take this as the opportunity to sharpen yourself. This is an contract, and name it. This is contraction phase. Okay, I feel the pain in my heart. I feel the pain in my body. I know, but this is needed, man. This is needed for my evolution. This is a good thing, and God is not against me. He's for me. It's for me, I promise. And there's times where I didn't really want to pray, but I'm like, don't be a fucking dickhead, Alex. Just because things are not going your way does not mean they're not going his way. And so I would close my Bible and I would get down on my knees and I'm like, you know what? I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this. Thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for this. And I would recognize that what you're putting me through is necessary. I can't see it right now. I can't see it right now, but it's highly necessary for the evolution, for the wherever you're going to put me. Because again, I truly believe he's always preparing you to learn to keep what you're about to get. There's nothing worse than getting what you want and not be able to keep it. Okay? With that being said, much love. Keep pushing through. Expand. The harder you go during your contraction phase, the bigger your expansion phase is going to be. Keep it up.